It's time now for tonight's postgame coach's interview presented by Bearings. As coach sits down with us, and coach, how do you sum that one up?
Well, a heavyweight boxing match, and we play like a heavyweight. We fought like a heavyweight, which obviously coming in, that's not the way we were perceived, but we certainly fought that way. And they knocked us to the mat early. We knocked them to the mat. They came back and knocked us to the mat. We knocked them to the mat. They came back. We came back. So it came back to moments in which who was going to hang on. And I thought we had the game won, and we gave up that offensive rebound and a putback and a three-point play. And I think we get that possession right there. The game's over. But they extended it with the steal and the run-out dunk. And then Luka losing the ball over here. And just so we understand, Luka got whacked on the wrist right there, and that's why he lost the ball. But they can't overturn the call of the foul. They can't overturn who's it off of. But he clearly was whacked on the wrist. And I don't think the referee had a chance, good angle to see it. It's one of those tight quarters. It's tough to see. So a great victory for us, just an absolutely great victory.
You look at it, it's hard to start with good performances by individual players, but I look at Mike Jones with those 21 points, the 2 3-pointers he made at this end of the court.
You know, yes, he did make those 2 threes, but that the shot he made, the teardrop shot he made where he leaned in and threw it up, that was at a critical juncture that we needed any kind of basket, and he got that for us. And, you know, when you look at the numbers, we shot 50 from three, we shot 100 from the line, we shot 53 from the floor. That's pretty good offensive efficiency with 22, 11 assist turnovers. What really is our nemesis tonight was the offensive rebounding. And they're a ferocious team. They come at you at every spot. And we did box, but we didn't box and knock them out. You know, we hit them, but not boxed them out. So.
And Foster finishes with 11 points tonight, but 8 assists, and a couple of those instances with decision-making. I know when he got it inside to Mike Jones, other opportunity, draws a foul, draws a charge. So many things.
Well, how about the one in the first half where he went to the floor and threw that pass for Grant? He picked up and had the wherewithal to throw that to Grant. I tell you what, he's getting better and better, Foster Lawyer. My goodness gracious, he was terrific today.
And you talk about the hustle. You just mentioned one of those plays. But you had Grant Huffman chasing down a ball here. The hustle plays.
That was a great one early. And it kind of set the tone for that lead that we took when we knocked them on their heels and got up to 13. And we had players doing that throughout the game. We had, 8 guys play double-digit minutes, 15 minutes plus. That's pretty darn good rotation.
We knew this would be a fast-paced game. Is that exactly what you expected? Because it was frenetic.
Early on, it was 7-4, I think, at the 16-minute TV timeout. So it was not built up to be that way. My goodness, the way we shot threes, the way they shot threes, I can't believe they only shot 12 for 36. I swore they had made 20 threes. It looked like every time they shot the ball, it went in.
And, Coach, toward the end of the game, they go on that 9-0 run. What are you telling your guys in the huddle, decision-making, when to call timeouts? What's going through the conversation over there?
Well, I really didn't have too much shit to say to them. I was on my knees. I had a rosary dangling from my fingertips. And our coaching staff deserves this victory. Not Bob McKillop, but our assistant coaches. Matt McKillop was the lead scout for this, and with Will Regal. And the job that Matt McKillop did, preparing us in a short turnaround, getting the game in the first place, and then how active he was, completely, completely engaged with Will and Kevin and Josh and Jack. This coaching staff got a great victory with our guys. And that's the name of the story right there. I was window dressing. I'm telling you, that's what I was. I was, you know, I smiled a lot tonight. And kind of reminded me of the Kansas game back in the Sprint Arena, and which we celebrated yesterday. It was Tyler Kalinowski's birthday. And, you know, Tyler got a victory over Valencia yesterday. And I was in touch with him, and I said, remember this memorable day. And, of course, he has such fond memories. Well, I'm sure that this will be a fond, cherished, treasured memory for this Davidson basketball team for years to come.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations
on
this win tonight.
Thank you, Jack.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com